بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on contentment, on a person living a moderate lifestyle, being moderate in his expenses, and also the disapproval of begging unnecessarily. Today's hadith and Hakim ibn Hizam رضي الله عنه قال سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأعطاني ثم سألته فأعطاني ثم سألته فأعطاني ثم قال يا حكيم إن هذا المال خضر حلو فمن أخذه بسخاوة نفس بورك له فيه ومن أخذه بإشراف نفس لم يبارك له فيه وكان كالذي يأكل ولا يشبع واليد العليا خير من اليد السفلى قال حكيم فقلت يا رسول الله والذي بعثك بالحق لأرزأ أحدا بعدك شيئا حتى أفارق الدنيا فكان أبو بكر رضي الله عنه يدعو حكيما ليعطيه العطاء فيأبى أن يقبل منه شيئا ثم إن عمر رضي الله عنه دعاه ليعطيه فأبى أن يقبله فقال يا معشر المسلمين أشهدكم على حكيم إني أشهدكم على حكيم أني أعرض عليه حقه الذي فسمعه الله له في هذا الفيء فيأبى أن يأخذه فلم يرزع حكيم أحدا من الناس بعد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى توفي متفق عليه. هذا الحكيم بن حزام رضي الله عنه narrates that I asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he gave me. I asked him and he gave me. So he came and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for something. Like how normally a person, a beggar, somebody will come and ask that help me, assist me. So like that he came to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for some type of assistance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him. And then he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him again. This was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would very, very, very rarely say no. Therefore the poet says that this no was not even part of the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had it not been for the kalima la ilaha illallah, where you got la, la in Arabic means no, then there wouldn't be no in the vocabulary of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. So kind he was. So yeah, he was asked and he gave. He was asked again and he gave. He says, I asked him yet again and he gave me again. For the third time I asked him and he gave me. He then said, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this Hakim, Hazrat Hakim radiallahu anhu advice. He said, oh Hakim, this wealth is green and it's sweet. Green, something that is lush, it's attractive. Even the animals also enjoy greenery. We enjoy a lovely green garden. So it's attractive. Sweet, something is sweet. Everyone likes it. Children like it, adults like it. Everyone likes something that is sweet. In other words, this world is something that appears to be good. It appears to be nice. It's green and it's sweet. One who acquires it generously will be blessed in it. One who acquires the wealth and he gets it, Allah Ta'ala gives him. But this person is good in the way he utilizes his wealth, in what he does with his wealth. He's intelligent. Allah Ta'ala will bless him in it. While the one who acquires it desirously, in other words, the person that is greedy for it. So the one first one is the person that gets it, but he's not desirous for the wealth. Allah Ta'ala is giving him, but he's not chasing and chasing. The second type of person the hadith is speaking is that person that is desirous, he's greedy, he's wanting money all the time. This type of person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that he will not be blessed in his wealth. He's chasing and chasing his desire morning and night, his mind, everything is going after money. This type of person, Allah Ta'ala won't bless him in his money. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives an example of this second type of person. He's like a person who eats but is not satisfied. In other words, eating and eating and eating but not getting satisfied. The upper hand, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him advice. Told him the upper hand is better than the lower hand. Upper hand is better than the lower hand. In other words, the hand that is giving is better than the hand that is taking. It's better than the hand that is asking. It's a very beautiful principle. We should always see that we are the ones that are giving and not the ones that are asking. Obviously, where there is absolute need, then there is no harm. But the hadith is speaking generally, person has got to give. He rather be the one giving than be the one that is asking. As Hakim radiallahu narrates, he said, I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I take an oath by that being who sent you the truth, I will never ask anyone for anything after you until I leave this world. This was his condition. He came and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 3 times. And then Nabi sallallahu gave him 3 times and then he gave him this advice. But the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affected him so much. He says, I take an oath in Allah that I will never ask anybody for anything after you. Finish. That is it. said, I'm not going to ask. This was the advice you gave me, that the upper hand is better than the lower hand. This is the condition of the dunya. It's sweet and it's green, and it's the person that keeps on chasing it is like the one that is eating and not getting satisfied. This little bit of advice, he didn't have to hear a long bayan, 1 hour, 2 hours. He didn't have to listen to Jummah bayans one upon the another. This was enough for him to take it to heart, and he took an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the hadith goes on to explain that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would call Hazrat Hakim. This was after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is the Khalifa. He would call Hazrat Hakim radiallahu anhu in order to give him, that he would want to give him his stipend, what was due to him. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would want to give him, but he would refuse to accept it. Day after Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu called him. Now he's not asking. Yeah, he's being called, they want to give him. But yet, he refused. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu called him, but he refused to accept it. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, O assembly of Muslims, I make you witness that I have offered Hakim his share of the booty which Allah Ta'ala has set aside for him, but he refuses to accept it. Here is Mal-e Ghanimat. Mal-e Ghanimat is wealth that is blessed already, but still he didn't want to take. Why? Because he took an oath to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't want to break that oath, even although it's not even broken, because yeah, it was something that he earned. Allah Ta'ala had given it to him. But because of his genuineness and his trueness, that I don't want to be the one that is taking. If I'm going to take, my hand is going to be on the bottom. I'm going to be the one that refused. He didn't want to take. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu then tells all the Sahaba that you all bear witness that I offered him his share, but he is not taking, but he refused to accept it. Hazrat Hakim radiallahu anhu did not take anything from anyone after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam until he passed away. Here we realize that what a great lesson is that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he spoke to Sahaba, how he touched them and how firm they were in their commitment. Very, very, very firm in the commitment. Even when they had right also to take it, but we don't want to go against that commitment we made with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even to the slightest. Therefore, one thing that we should do every day is we must renew our commitment with Allah Ta'ala, that wallah, we have committed that we're going to obey you. That you asked us, Alastu bi Rabbikum, that are you not our Allah? Are you not going to, in other words, are you not going to worship? Are you not going to give the true worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we renew every day that Allah Ta'ala, we took that pact with you, and every day we're renewing to the best of our ability, we're going to try and obey you, please you in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I had one very nice, interesting incident. There are some people that help the Sadat. The Sadat are the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know there are many of them that are there in the world, but they can't accept zakat. And many of them are poor also. So how do you help these type of people? So there are certain people who go and assist the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they do it in such a nice way that if, for example, they got grocery hampers or they got something to give, they will go and they leave it there, and then these people will take it. But they would not want that their hand be the lower hand and these people be the upper hand. In other words, others are giving them and they are taking. Out of respect for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will go right there, they will leave it and allow these people now to take it inside. Just to respect and honor the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is a very, very great thing. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Sometimes a person thinks that I accept Islam, now I must go and stand at the corner of the road and beg. This is not the style. Here we see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is encouraging that a Muslim is the one that is giving, is not the one that is asking. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.